Hey. Well, how did it feel to be out there and kind of start gearing up for training camp here next week?
It was good. It was nice to get the last weekend where we can just kind of relax, and things kind of start heating up this week. So it was typical captain's practice, go and skate, move the puck, and feel it a little bit.
What's it like for you coming into the new organization?
This is going to sound bad, but I'm kind of used to it now in the last couple of years. Three teams now in the last 3 years, I guess you could say. So it's fun. I mean, it's a great opportunity, and obviously a team that's on the uprising, a lot of young players, and it's been fun. And you know, everyone's kind of excited to get the season started. Training camp's always the worst, and then the fun begins. So
couldn't help but notice jersey number 40. At least that's on the back of your helmet right now. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I mean, it was just 10's kind of got a history here. It's tough to follow up 50 goal seasons wearing number 10. So Dale Hawerchuk did that pretty well. I just decided to go with something else, and 40 kind of looks like 10 with just a little mark on it. So
didn't think about wearing 10 then?
It crossed my mind, but I thought I'd try something new. And you know, the numbers is one thing. It's more about what's on the front, not what's on the back. So
having changed organizations before, what are some of the benefits to, you know, having gone through it before as you do it again for a third time this year?
I think it's just a little easier, you know, moving your stuff and getting the transition. But I mean, coming to Canada is always fun. It kind of actually feels like junior hockey kind of all over again. Coming to Winnipeg, and you know, where hockey is just so huge, and it makes it fun again, where you can get a little caught up in other places. You know, here it's business. It's hockey town, and like I said, it's pretty exciting.
You've skated with Blake and Stewart and Bufflin and guys like that before. Is that also a benefit too for you?
Yeah, I mean, everywhere you go, there's great hockey players, and this team is definitely not short of great hockey players. So, like I said, we got a good core group, and you know, obviously management's done a good job as far as keeping the core intact. And you know, I got 1 year left where I get a chance to come in and play with a lot of good guys, and you know, try and have a great year.
Have you thought at all as to where you fit in on this team and who you'd like to play with?
No, not really. I mean, that's kind of what training camp's for. Come in and play and find the matches. And throughout the course of a year, things change quite a bit. So there's always injuries. There's always guys playing better. And so just come in and play and, you know, just worry and do what you can control. And if you do that, you should be all right.
What are the keys to finding chemistry with whoever you're with, whether it be game?
Sometimes it's just you got to play. You can go out and skate with guys and do practices. But when you get in a game, you kind of get used to it. Finding chemistry is a hard thing to do. But I mean, it shouldn't be too hard when you got, you know, that many great players up front, and just a matter of mixing and matching and seeing what fits the best.
Spent your whole career in the West. What are maybe some of the changes going to be for the Jets in terms of style that some teams play?
Yeah, I mean, I only get to play the East a couple of times, so the game's a little different, I think, in the West. A lot of teams are a little lower scoring. You look at last year, I think like top 10 scorers were all from the East. So in the West, it's a little tighter checking, but I mean, it shouldn't be any different. I think it's nice that the realignment as far as travel. I know last year in Minnesota, we traveled like 32,000 miles, and that was a lot. So the alignment's nice, and I think guys they'll be fine either way.
Said it, maybe a chance to be part of the power play. The power play here struggled a bit. I know you got a big shot and one timer, things of that nature.
Yeah, I mean, we're still so far away from that. We, like I said, I haven't even met the coach yet, you know. So just like I said, wait till training camp and see what happens there. I'm sure they got an idea of something, and hopefully I fit into it.
Feel like your shot is one of your biggest weapons, though? Or?
I think so. That was kind of my biggest thing growing up. My dad just, you know, always taught me to get the puck off my stick as quick as can. So that's something that I try to do most of the time.